Peace and blessings, everybody. You're now welcome back to another hip hop episode of Mr. Hip Hop Phenomenon. You're now tuned in. Yes, I'm back, people. Here to spit these fat words out my mouth, which is slang, which is verses. Could be anything you want it to be, right? But it's hip hop and it's authentic hip hop, and I'm going to keep it that way. Let's get it. Yes. Let's talk about it, people. United States of America, nearly 1 in 5 USA adults live with mental illness. 51.5 million, how many people suffered around the world from mental illness? About 450 million people. Now, like I said before, right, I think it's probably like 7, 8 million or 9 at this point because COVID happened, right? And COVID is still going on in different ways, people. You know, so let's don't forget what's going on in this world and what's going on around us, right? Okay? So pray up. Pray up. Once again, stay prayed up, man. Stay prayed up. You have to stay prayed up, you know, to fight this battle, that is. Okay, for the people that passed away in the recent months, the year, and before this year, let us pray. Okay, let's get to it, right? Wow. This is going to be a mind blower. Another blow for real hip hop culture, right? This is another blow for the real hip hop culture for real. And I want people to think about what I'm saying when I get to this brother, this individual brother right here I'm about to talk about, right? This is a big blow once again for us. For the real hip hop culture, big blow. Let's get it. Ortiz. Leon Levy Jr., born August 1st, year 1963, in Monson, Pennsylvania. He was born and raised in Monson, Pennsylvania, people. Some people even know that the brother known as Coolio, his stage name's Coolio, was born in Monson, Pennsylvania. Right? Moved to Compton, California. Okay? He moved to Compton, California. Stick with me right now. Okay? Okay? He went to Compton. He moved to Compton, California and ended up in Compton Community College, becoming a volunteer fireman / security / international airport worker. Who would have even thought that this brother was a firefighter / volunteer, right? Security guard, may I add, right? Went to Compton College, moved from Monson, Pennsylvania, ended up in Compton, California. Who would have thought this brother was at, you know, did these things, accomplished these things before the music? Anyway, he passes away. September 28th, 2022. Got the announcement. So sad. Went into the afterlife, man. But he's in a definitely better place. My condolences to his family and friends and loved ones who really loved him and was always there for him because he was a great brother. Let's move on to his accomplishments, right? Rapper / recording producer / actor / chef / book writer, okay? Left 6 children behind, okay? This is real sad. This is a real big blow for hip-hop culture, for real. The real hip-hop culture, may I add. In 1995, becoming a Grammy Award single winner. And, you know, for those who really know what I'm talking about, know who I'm talking about, they should know that Gangsta Paradise is one of his biggest songs in the world, okay? The movie projected and got more amplified because of that song and that individual, Coolio, right? He would do songs like Fantastic Voyage, 1, 2, 3, 4, Something New, See You When You Get There. In 1996, Coolio will release album Independence and providing the opening track, Here Is Go, for the 1996 Nickelodeon TV show, some of y'all favorite TV show, Kenan and Cal. He created the website series Cooking with Coolio. For those who didn't check it out, need to check that out as well, because I'm going to check it out, because I didn't even know that he had a website series out. But it goes to show, this is why we got to do our research on our real hip-hop artists, people, and give them the props that they deserve, right? And I'm talking about authentic, real hip-hop artists. I'm not talking about no bubblegum commercial genres of music right now. I stick to the hip-hop culture. That means 90s and back. I go 90s and back, people. Yes. Yes, I do. Becoming a volunteer firefighter / security guard. Who would have even guessed that? He even had time to go to Compton Community College. Is y'all listening to me? Compton Community College. He took time to even go there. He was born in Monson, Pennsylvania. Who would even knew that, right? But it goes to show how much we really know about a person, right? Rest in power, King. My condolences to the family and friends of this brother. You serve well, and you will keep serving after, right? Your influence will live on. Your plateaus of creations will live on as well. Your image and your face and your face expressions and your jokes and you being on the radio with Howard Stern, that was epic. Live shows, all of it, will not go unmissed. Peace and blessings to you, King. Okay, let's move on. Now it's time to really get heated up here. Okay, I'm going to give a big shout out to my cousins, Sonora Joy Elwood and Andrew Elwood, which is the king and she's the queen, right? This queen and king, okay? Sonora and Andrew Elwood. The man, you want to talk about an empire? They is the empire. They is the empire. And we're going to talk about how they is the empire. And these are my cousins, right? This king and queen reign supreme on what they could do and how far they could go. They put meaning into how you survive the COVID in general. By sticking together as a king and queen for real and not right talking about it, but being about it through the rough times and the good times and still being about it, shows a lot of chances of what we could do together when we stick together, okay, people? All right? And let me give a shout out to Noah, the young king Noah, the next to take the position on this empire that they built. Let's get to it, right? They will go and create all goods, automotives, okay? They would turn around and even create all goods, holistic supplements and merchandise. Okay, for those who are interested in seeing their work and doing research, right, and want to study what they do, right, or want to check it out in general, right, on what this king and queen does, right. Like I said, Sonora Joy Elwood, Andrew Elwood, right, queen and king of the kingdom for real, right. You could go check them. You could go check them out on Universal.com. Once again, on Universal.com. All goods, automotives, and all goods holistic on Universal.com/podcaster. She's a podcaster / social activist / mother / queen / wife. This king and queen reign supreme, man. You know, you got to check out their work for real. It won't go unmissed. Believe me, you won't be disappointed when you check their work out. Okay, she would even create a podcast with a few other queens. And the podcast is called A Tribe Called Fertility. You want to check that out also. It's pretty much on every platform. It's called A Tribe Called Fertility. For the queens out there that deals with fertility issues and talk about fertility issues with their friends, could check out A Tribe Called Fertility. In case you want to know some more about it, it's called A Tribe Called Fertility. Peace, King and Queen. Keep doing that great body of work y'all doing. Okay, let's move on. I want to shout out my sponsor, right? Because I don't think I shout them out enough, right? I'm going to give them another shout out. And I'm here to brief my sponsor with a message, right? Anchor FM. Anchor FM been around since 2015, people. They created a platform to give us brothers and sisters opportunities to live out our dreams in so many different ways, right? They gave us an extra voice to speak, right? To get out there. Extra vocals, may I have, right? Because you could talk locally, but being heard internationally is a whole nother ball game, right? And I appreciate their body of work, and I appreciate them being my sponsor. Shout out Anchor FM. Okay, let's move on. Now this one really, really pisses me off, right? It's like every time, and I talk about these things, right? You know, people not need to really stop being disrespectful out there in the internet world, for real. The internet wasn't really created for disrespect. It was created for you to better yourself, right? To build something for yourself. And you go ahead, you know, whoever that did this, go ahead and post a picture of the so-called alleged killer of Pop Smoke eating pizza in a jail cell. Is this how we doing it? Eating pizza in a jail cell? How dare you? The disrespect you showing his brother's family, friends, and associates. How dare you disrespect that brother's mother like that? How dare you disrespect his siblings like that and his body of work like that? Whoever you are, y'all need to cut that out. That is ridiculous. A shame. Oh, shame on why. And this is one of the reasons why I don't consider this genre of music being hip-hop. Because real hip-hop artists wouldn't do stuff like that. And if they have a problem, they address it face-to-face. Okay, let's move on. It pisses me off. Let's go. Jamaica was one of the first cultures to pioneer the conception of remixing. As a result, the production level and sound system equality were critical to Jamaicans. But in music industry, since many local could not afford sound systems in their homes, listeners to one at a dance party or a festival was there entering into Edible Bless, writer, Bulletin, and Brewster books. Last night, a DJ saved my life. State. Now, stay on key, people. Brewster books. Last night, a DJ saved my life. State that sound. I'm going to check that out. Systems were a production of Jamaican social lifestyle. The success of music was not just in the hands of one person anymore. It was a factor of a DJ speaking poetic words to an audience. The selector. John and the selector. Harmonizing beats in an astral pleasing way. And the sound engineer wiring the sound system to handle deep, loud bass tones. Stay on point, people. Music became a factor of many elements, and the physicality of the sound was a strategizing puzzle left for musicians to solve, or a strategic puzzle for musicians to solve. Ain't that something? It was a strategic puzzle left, people. Let's move on. This is deep. Inner city promoters led by Michael Tomlinson and Lewis Grant played a very significant role in the development of Jamaican popular dancehall music. Their promoter companies through a series of concerts led to the then emerging music from which they labels dancehall. The team started a series called Saturday Night Live. Check that out. A Harvard View drive-in. U.S. soul groups Gladys Knights and the Pimps headlined the entire concert in the showcase. Also featured boxing presentations from Muhammad Ali and Inner City. promoters was responsible for the establishment and promoting numerous events. Their first dance hall concert was staged in 1984. Wow, check that out. This was a significant becoming and marked the beginnings of music recognizing the dance hall genre. Mr. Tomlinson recalled the opposition receiving from journalists, radio, TV managers at the time, some who refused to run the commercial or play music to promote. Wow, check how deep this is, man. Just listen to how this thing started evolving. The dancehall series, dancehall musicians such as you, Roy, and I, Roy, Amire, Belly, Mikey, Lickshot, Palmer, Half Pint, Turretin, Saul, Charlie Chapleton, Jamaican, Leroy, Sibbles, Poppy, Sand, Lieutenant, Stitches, Super Cat, which is one of my favorites, General Trees, Ninja Man, which is one of my other favorites, Shabba Ranks, Legend, Buju Banton, another legend, Yellow Man, Pictures, Courtney Melody, Jose Wally, Buju Burnington Lever, which is a legend, Mad Cobra, which is another legend, Sugar Monat, which is another legend, and Seanhead were popular during the 80s. Yes, they was. And y'all need to check them out. The series continued into the early 1990s. The team Mike, Tom Lipson, and Lewis Grant played an important role in nurturing promotions, young talent, nurturing and promoting young talents, people. Yes, they nurture and promote it, right? That means they took their time to nurture and promote these young talents. Yes, they did. Inner City Sound Systems, Coaches of Era, through their dance hall live concerts. Man, for those who didn't never see dance hall live concerts, need to take their time and check it out. Many performers found a place to use their voice, make a mark due to the opportunities afforded by Inner City. Yes. Okay. King Jammy, 1985. Under Me. Sington by Wayne Smith with an entire digital rhyme hook. Took the dancehall reggae world by storm. Many credit this song as being the first digital rhyme in reggae, featuring rhythm from a digital keyboard. However, Sington rhyme was used in over 200 sequential recordings. The DJ led a larger synthesized chatting with musical compliments, departing from traditional conceptions of Jamaican popular music, musical entertainment. The poet Matuba Bark said, if in 1970 reggae was red, green, and gold, then in the next decade it was gold chains. It was far removed from reggae, general roots, and kosher, and there was much debate amongst press as to whatever it should be considered a extensive of reggae. This shift style again saw the immersion of a new generation of artists such as Sean Paul, Capleton, Beanie Minds, Shabba Ranks, who became famous reggae stars. A new set of producers also came to predominate. Philip Fats, Burrell, Dave Ruboy, Kelly George Fame, Hughes Redman, James Devante, Jeremy, Bobby Digital, Wyclef Stilly, Johnson, and Cleve Brown. A Stilly and Cleve rose to challenge Sky Robbie position as a Jamaican leading rhyme selection. Wow, this is deep, people. This is deep. Yes, it's crazy. By the early 2000s, dancehall had gained mainstream popularity in Jamaica as well as the United States, Canada, Australia, and western parts of Europe. This was the first scene with artists such as Sean Paul, who single Get Busy, one of the best songs ever in 2000. Get Busy becoming the first dancehall single to reach number one on the US Billboard Hot 100. unlikely early dancehall, this new evolution was, wow, this is crazy, categorized by the structure of music comments heard in mainstream popular pop music, such as repeat choruses, melodies, tunes, and hooks. Some lyrics were cleaner and featured less sexual content, which is true, profoundly. You know, some of the artists who popularized this new era of dancehall were Bounty Killer, Beanie Man, Elephant Man, Popcorn, Best Cartel, Carl Sr., Mr. Vegas, Movado, Ward 21, Lady Saw, Spice, and some who saw international success. But outside the commercial thing go, people. Peace and blessings.